Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Minnesota Wild opened the season at home. Mike Max, you sat here yesterday and got a chance to talk to their head coach on the morning news. Your thoughts on that and the season ahead and the big night tonight?
Well, it looks pretty good. I mean, they're coming off a good season, and they're coming off a 2-0 start on the road. And so they've hit on both of those, and they've got some young talent coming into their prime. We think of it as young talent, but really a lot of these guys now should be right where they are making that next move up. And you know, you look at Joel Eriksson Ek, and he's playing center with Zuccarello and Kaprizov, and he should be coming into his own. And Jonas Brodin has been there for a little while, and Jarius Spurgeon has been there for a little while. Matt Dumba's been there for a little while. So these are guys that should be, they lost Parisian Suter, but they got some guys that should be coming into their prime to help offset that. And of course, Kaprizov's the big name. But there's a lot more to that team than that. And I think that Bill Guerin has built a team that he think somewhat reflects him. It's gritty. It's oriented towards how are they in the locker room, and what kind of a team guy are they, and all those kinds of things. And Billy hasn't been afraid to step up, make the moves, do what he thinks is right. And he's out there. He's out front. He's the leader of this thing. And it looks like they have a team that's going to contend in a pretty good Western Division. Now, tonight they play Winnipeg, and it's weird because Winnipeg is kind of a rival because it's right across the border, but they never played them last year because Canada was in their own division. So it'll be interesting to see Winnipeg come down again. I doubt they'll bring the fans that they did a couple years ago. It'll probably take a while before they get that back and forth going again. But it's an interesting game to start with at home because there's some history with Winnipeg.
And if people want to jump back and take a listen to that interview with the head coach, they can go to WCCORadio.com and find that podcast to listen to Mike's interview with him. The Vikings put Patrick Peterson on injured reserve yesterday. Mike, how big of a loss is that?
That's a loss. And it's a 3-week minimum. It's a hamstring, which are always tricky because you don't know. You never know if those things are going to be good again until you open it up, and you don't want to open it up and sprint if you don't have to because you're afraid you'll pull it again. So,
I have that problem, too.
Yeah, exactly. When you're running out of the studio to get home,
I pull a hammy.
or coming in late to the newsroom.
That's probably more. That's more my story. As my friends here will tell you. No, but really, I mean, Dallas is the next game. I mean, Dallas. Yeah. We were talking earlier about what a team Dallas is and how the loss of Peterson will really affect perhaps that game. Yeah?
Yeah. What did you guys decide?
I think we decided, Hammer said that they have a very good wide receiver team, and with this cornerback out, that could really negatively impact the game.
Yeah, it's kind of funny that Bashard Breeland played well the last game, and he's the guy that tweeted last week and really some vulgar stuff towards the Viking fans because they had gotten on him. And to the point where you go, he's in trouble for that one, and they stayed with him. And people say, well, why do you stay with a guy like that? Because guys like Patrick Peterson get hurt, and you can never have enough cornerbacks is why. That's the real reason.
Exactly.
So they still have him, and they have McKenzie, and he's Alexander is playing pretty well right now, and they're okay. But boy, Mike Zimmer's right about that. You do not have enough cornerbacks. You never do. It always can come back and bite you.
All right, Mike Max, good to talk to you. We have a lot more to talk about next hour. The Bills get upset by the Titans and the governor and the pheasant opener. We got a lot to talk about, so we'll get to all that next hour on News Talk 830 WCCO. CCO coming up next. We are so excited to talk to a Minnesotan and a contender on The Voice after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.